And you can just arrive and go in and come. And
shingle.
Yeah.
You make them out of the tree.
Yeah.
You
cut a tree and cut a block off how long you want it, and you split that thing up, and make it into small sections, maybe 6 inches wide,
mm-hmm.
and then every how long you want it, then you can cut another block off of a tree or something and cut half in and split it out and leave it back and drive you some nails down here in it, and you can pick that up and just set it down on there and that'll hold it, keep it from slipping, and you can take that pro in one hand and an old wooden mallet in the other and hit that thing and knock it in there and push on your handle and it'll really go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that first house, can you tell me about what rooms it had?
Well, at the start, it only had two rooms.
Uh-huh.
Now, this was a house part.
Yeah.
And way back yonder now, most all of your houses was a house and a kitchen.
Right.
And the old kitchen over there was an old log building. And it was had some...
It was away from the house?
Yeah. And you went across from the house to the kitchen porch on a walk.
What'd you call that?
Yeah, we just called it a walk.
Dog trot, or you know what a dog trot was?
Well, everybody in this country called it a walk.
Okay.
And anyhow, it went from the house porch to the kitchen porch, and this old log kitchen was a two-room room.
Mm-hmm.
And the one part of it was a dining room, the other part was a kitchen, and the cracks in the old logs up there, they drove out a long board out of pine,
yeah.
And nailed on there to plug that up. And the kitchen stove's all you had in there, and it was cold as it could be in the winter. and it was cold in the house too. Didn't have any ceiling. Very few houses had a ceiling. Way back then they called it a loft.
Yeah.
But
we did have a roof.
Yeah, we had a roof.
Yeah.
And I remember in real cold weather, well, everybody had to get up pretty close to the fire to keep warm when he was up. And I saw, of course, the fireplace was mud.
Yeah.
And
was it dirt, stiff gob, or?
Yeah. Well, that's all it was for years and years.
Yeah.
Was the old mud chimneys.
Straw?
Yeah, we'd get out and find a hill that had wiregrass on it.
Yeah.
And cut that wiregrass and then dig all the top dirt off in that red clay and put water in there and dig that dirt up and then get in there barefooted and tromp that stuff all together.
Mm-hmm.
Then get it out and lay it out and make a, what they call a cat. It was it'll be about a 5 pound ball of mud and grass all mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
And your frame of your chimney was usually something about like 2 4x4s. They may be split out, but they was about that size.
Okay.
And then they had some more sticks split out of them about an inch or an inch and a half thick or square, because they wasn't square.
Yeah.
And then them things was put about 6 or 8 inches apart, nailed on to these posts that went up for the chimney, and they kept these cats on there and then push them in so there wouldn't be no vacancy.
Yeah.
So that mud would insulate the sticks, and well, they got her done. I tell you, you could build a rolling fire in there, and some of the houses now had chimneys that must have been 6 or 8 foot across.
Yeah.
Well, it's bigger.
And the open part in the floor, you call that the
hearth.
Hearth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your hearth was right up even with your floor.
Yeah.
And it was mud on that end of the floor, a little piece here. It was cut and made that way.
Yeah.
So that your floor wouldn't catch fire, or the fire wouldn't draw too much rosin out of these boards getting it hot, you see.
I see. What about the things you used to put the wood on the...
Oh, we call that the old lighter scaffold.
Lighter scaffold?
Yeah, over at our old place, there was a thing built on four posts right out of the window. And now, in our old house, the shutters were wood on hinges, and we'd open them, and we'd open this window and reach out at this window and get a piece of pine off of that old lighter scaffold.
Oh, I see.
Throw it on the fire and shut the window.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the things that in the fire where you kept the wood.
Oh, well.
The things in the fire you put the wood on. They
call them dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah. But they used anything they could find that would hold that wood up off of the hearth.
Mm-hmm.
I saw old wagon spindles, thimbles, or whatever you want to call them, and railroad steel.
Thimble, what was that? What was the thimble of the wagon?
That's, you take your wood axle and then draw it off on the end, and there's a metal thing that goes on there that your wheel goes on that does the turn.